Allstate agent Summer Obernauer is now serving the Pittsburgh area with all kinds of local insurance advice. Summer is someone you can count on to help you protect all that's good in your life. Stop by his new office at 2101 Greentree Road or call him at 412-489-6443.
The following is a paid commercial program. KQV's broadcast of this program should not be interpreted as an endorsement of any product or service.
Welcome to Home Solutions, a half-hour show featuring local experts who are here to help you with everything you need to maintain and improve your home. Now, here's your host, Nan Cohen.
Nan Cohen!
And without further ado, you're back. So you leave that chair and you're back at me again, huh?
It was hard to get in here today.
Baby, it's cold outside.
It is so cold outside. I know spring is coming because spring training starts for the Pirates pretty soon, but it just cannot come soon enough for
me. Well, I kept saying yesterday, summer's coming. Summer's coming. So I kept it. So your name was definitely around. So without further ado, Summer Obernauer from the Obernauer Insurance Agency. Summer, I'm just going to ask you, what's new with you?
Just busy. Busy. Probably if you ask my wife, too busy. Valentine's Day wasn't as romantic around our house. Basically, I worked all Saturday and Sunday. So then we invite people over for dinner because of the lousy weather. Two couples canceled. So it was a very quiet Valentine's Day around our house.
Oh, yeah. Well, you could have called us. We would have come up.
Listen, I didn't know what to make it. I saw you got some blue boxes that you put on Facebook. What was in those Tiffany boxes?
Well, here's what's interesting about that, okay? So it just makes – it was like a little bell going off in my head because we talked about holiday time, and it's just – there's all those things that happen in people's lives. And with Valentine's Day, I did get a blue box. Mm-hmm. And believe it or not, it may have to be insured. But it's kind of the thing where you start thinking about that as you further on into your life every day. Earlier, we were waiting for you here in the studio. We started my anchor down here, Jen Halley. We were talking about cars. You know, we're gearing up for new car season.
No one's called me about any Valentine's Day gifts they have got over the weekend. But for some reason, President's Day is a huge car sales weekend.
Yep.
And in the last day and a half, we've written 7 new cars that people have taken advantage of the low interest rates out there and the offers that the car dealers are making.
Well, and I just think that with you here, and we're really opening up people's eyes, how many people got engaged over Valentine's Day? If you go research on the internet, you're going to see it's still a big day.
That's romantic.
It's so corny as it is for me. Like, I wouldn't want that, but it works for a lot of people.
Yes, and it does.
So what do? They put the ring on, right?
They put the ring.
Do
they
assume that it's insured when they leave the store? I don't know.
It's probably not insured when they leave the store, but as soon as they call me, it becomes insured.
Right. Yeah. But it's just that universal way of thinking, it's just covered. It's the miraculous, it's just covered. And really it's not, because if you don't know about it, you can't cover it.
Whether you have a renter's policy or a homeowner's policy, there is a dollar limit on what they will insure jewelry for unless you list it on the policy. So besides calling me, I also need an appraisal to prove the value of the ring, if we're talking about engagement. And then we want to know the quality of the diamond to be sure that that's all listed. So heaven forbid you're walking along, the setting breaks and the stone pops out,
right,
that you're covered for what it's worth.
And that's just, I'm glad you bring these points up, because I think the further and further we get into the discussion, I'm really glad that you're really giving us the ins and the outs of it, because you understand where we sit, right? It's just not there in our, it's not in our everyday.
It's not supposed to be in your everyday.
Yeah. So, okay, well, we got what's going on with you. We're all caught up, Valentine's Day, car sales, engagement rings. We got all those things anchored out. And then I said, okay, so what's going on with your business? I heard a tweet that you got some exciting news coming.
We have a website
coming. That's exciting for me. I get pumped up with that.
I don't have a URL yet, but I have been working with the gentleman who's creating the website to list the 22 companies that we write insurance with and all the different types of insurance that we have written and that we will continue to write. And that changes, truthfully, on a daily basis. We find more opportunities for valuables that we weren't able to insure before. We found new outlets that provide the type of coverage that we want our clients to have.
Yeah, well, you kind of gave us last show, you kind of introduced a little bit with the health, which was huge because, you know, if I hear one more commercial that you're locked out, you know, you can't get on the federal deadlines, you know, and not everybody did.
Both individually and if you own a business, we are able to provide expertise in both those areas, along with other workplace benefits. It's just not health insurance for the typical business owner. I mean, they're also looking at disability insurance. They're looking at dental coverage, eye coverage, group life insurance. You may have a series of people that are working for you that may not be able to obtain insurance on their own because they might not be healthy enough or might not be insurable. So you can buy, in many cases, group insurance with what's called simple enrollment. Basically, you ask three questions, and if they can answer yes to all these questions, we can insure the customer.
Well, I mean, for a long period of time, people thought after a certain age you couldn't get life insurance. I mean, that was kind of the word on the street, per se.
And in some instances, it's true. I mean, just very quickly, I had a client last week. He's 57. He wanted another term policy. And I said to him, Harry, okay, we can do that, but let's take a look at what's going to happen when you be 10 years from now, when you become 68, and all of a sudden you want another another period of life insurance, and all of a sudden they say, whoa, well, we'll insure you, but it's going to cost an arm and a leg. So you have to not only look at the cost today, but look further down the road as life expectancy increases for everyone, what the ramifications are about buying cheap now and not taking care of yourself later.
But there's, I mean, strategic plans that you put in place so that that scenario doesn't happen, or you come up with, okay, what do I do now?
We come up with an array of solutions to see what works best for everyone involved. And it may be at some point that life insurance isn't the answer. Maybe you need to start to think about long-term care insurance for yourself and taking care of yourself and not what you're going to leave to somebody else.
Yeah, it's funny. When you talk about the long-term care and whether I infuse it in any of my radio shows, it always comes up. It just wasn't on the radar, you know, so many years ago and more so now. Because of, you know, you yourself, people like you bringing it to the forefront.
I mean, we have kids that are relatively the same age, and they're our largest purchasers of long-term care insurance. Not for themselves, but for their parents. They don't want to take care of their parents, or they're out of town.
Yeah.
So they need their parents to be covered.
Let's take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Next, that's how I'm known at the big chain pharmacies. Next is how everyone is known, too, but we're not the same. At the Medicine Shop Pharmacies in Oakmont and Penn Hills, I'm not next, I'm Nan. The pharmacies owned by Joe DiMatteo make me feel special. I walk in and it's, hi, Nan. How are you, Nan? What can I do for you, Nan? I like that. And even more than Nan, I'm known. I'm Nan Cohen. Be known for who you are when it comes to your prescriptions. At the Medicine Shop in Oakmont and Penn Hills, call them at 412-798-9800.
Easter, a time for joy, celebration, and the best chocolate made in Pittsburgh. So naturally, Dorothy's Candies of White Oak is the place to be. Make Easter more delicious. Insist on handcrafted Swiss chocolates from Dorothy's Candies. Shop online at dorothyscandies.com.
Let's give it up for old asphalt and a new pair of shoes. Let's give it up for a good rhythm meeting a sweet melody. For a church cookout under clear skies. Let's give it up for good things coming together, like bundling your auto and other policies together with an Allstate agent, which can save you time and keep you better protected. Let's give it up for good.
Call me, Allstate agent, Summer Obernauer at 412-489-6443 today.
Insurance subject to terms, conditions, and availability. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
And we're back with Summer Obernauer from the Obernauer Insurance Agency. I should say that Summer can be reached. It's great. Your location is great. It's pretty trendy out there now. You say Greentree. It's opened up my doors. It's like, it's really centrally located when you think about it.
I have people come by all the time because we're going to this restaurant or that restaurant.
Right.
And while I'm out here, can you help me with this?
And you and I both know from where we are in our locales, it's like the other end of the world, but I love it over there. I just, you know, there's definitely, you know, Pittsburgh food, so that's a big tie-in. But you're really conveniently located. And I should say that you go out. You're out an awful bit meeting the clients. They don't necessarily all come to you.
That's why I mentioned last weekend my wife was frustrated because I was in Blonde Ox on Sunday. I was in Westview on Saturday. And then I met a client in my office also over the weekend. But so that's just part of the job. You do what you have to do.
Yeah, and I think, you know, as we've grown, I mean, the normal hours kind of have dissipated. They're just not 9 to 5 anymore. And so I should say you're located in Greentree, and they can reach you at 412-489-6443. I had an interesting discussion.
What a surprise.
I will say this because the gentleman listens to me all the time, and I ran into him at the Market District in Fox Chapel, I should say. And he caught one of your shows on a rebroadcast. He said, you know, he sounds like such an educated man. He said, but in educating us, I still don't get. He said, I get everything. I walk away and I still say, well, am I insured for this? He said, I just want to know. He's a man. He said he was 60. He said he's lived his whole life, thought he was insured for everything. He says, but I tend to realize that I'm not. He said, so again, he said, what's the one thing that I'm not insured for? And he kind of caught me off guard, I would tell you, with the aisle I was standing in at the time. But as I looked at him, and I'm thinking, you know, he looks very educated, you know? And I think that this world, this cocoon that you're in and spending so much time graciously educating us, it makes you think. It really does. And, you know, he said, I'm going to have a talk with that young fellow. And I said, you know, do it. But it's for me, as you said before we went to break, it's just not the younger generation. I mean, people want to know. They don't necessarily always want to know when the something happens, you know, what I thought I was covered for is not at the time of whatever's going on. So I thought he brought a valid point up. You know, I don't understand. And I simply admit I thought I did, but I don't.
If we do our job rights, our clients know what they're covered for and what they're not covered for. And sometimes it doesn't make sense financially to be covered for everything. I literally sat with a client yesterday for 4 hours. They have landlord policies. They have business policies. They have personal policies with us. They have a great problem. Over the years, they have acquired art. They've acquired other things that you know, they go out and buy. They've inherited stuff from their parents. And all of a sudden, they don't have enough coverage for everything that they own. And it gets to the point where you have to decide what's worth insuring and what's worth not insuring. Nobody can insure everything and protect every asset that they have. But as I say, it's our responsibility to help you figure out what's most important to you and what makes sense financially and risk-wise to protect yourself.
And that's why I think it got to be really important when you've discussed with us that you need to talk to us once a year. You know, you need to check in. We do it with our vehicles. We do it with our bodies. And this is just another area. Whether we're getting inspected, you know, the checkup, it's just another area that needs to be taken care of.
I've had recently clients check in with me, not once a year, but as life events happen. Seriously, in the last 3 days, I've had divorce, engagement, marriage, a new baby being born, and each one of those situations dictate a different discussion based on where these people are in their life and the changes that are going on and what they need to do to cover themselves.
And with that being said, those life events that you're bringing up, I have to have you, I want to extract from you one thing on this. People today that are just doing price shopping, that are exploring on the internet, I'm telling you, it's a scary world out there. And if you think that you just want to be put off to some call center, you better wake up. I'm telling you myself, you think you're irritated now? Why do you really need them? And then you say to yourself, well, is that what my price got me? So I'm going to let you take the mic and explain to them why it's much better to deal with somebody face-to-face.
Not only face-to-face, but I want to see and hear what you're saying. I want to hear the tone of what you're saying. When you're dealing with a call center or somebody online, you don't necessarily understand what is important to them. They have no idea what your own personal situation is, whether you have debt, whether you own a home, whether you are renting, whether you have college loans, where you are with your family situation. They want to sell you based on one thing only, what you brought up is price. And that's probably the worst way to buy any type of insurance, whether you're talking about auto insurance, homeowners insurance, life insurance. We do a needs analysis. We determine what your needs are based on what you tell us, and then we help you determine what the proper coverage is for you. More of my selling comes from listening than it does from making suggestions. My wife always says that's why you have two ears and one mouth.
I like that. Yeah. I like that from her. We put it in place, though. You know, you get sometimes you get sidetracked when you hear certain ads and they're saying, oh, call us. You know, you just want your auto. We got your auto. And I think that that's the overview that I want to bring out. It's a relationship, without a doubt. But the education and knowing you got the phone and someone's going to be there to pick it up. But I mentioned, by the way, I love the fact that everybody at your place answers the phone. I'm not on hold. I'm not, we'll be with you in a couple minutes. I should bring that because that's one of my pet peeves.
As the phone's ringing more, sometimes that's not always the case. But if it's not the case, we return your call within 5 minutes.
I'm coming out with that sliding right now. Listen, life presents. I mean, nobody can get it all the time. But I have to say, in a friendly voice, you know, willing to help me. Not that I'm disturbing them. So that's my own personal slide.
Tell the people that I work with, how did you wow that customer when you got off the phone? What did you do to help them to improve their situation? And that's our goal with every call.
Yeah, because I have to admit, sometimes it's got to be pretty stressful. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, I want to talk to you about, tell us what we need to do.
Mayhem is everywhere.
I'm a crack foreman in your water pipe. I may be too tiny to notice, but not anymore. And if you got sold the wrong home insurance, you might get swamped by cleanup costs. So get Allstate.
Call me, Allstate agent, Summer Obernauer at 412-489-6443, 412-489-6443 today.
Subject to terms, conditions, availability, and coverage selected.
You make my life better.
Betland Pets make life better.
Hi, this is Alan Kaplan from Petland in the Pittsburgh Mills Mall. My family and I would like to thank all of our customers and the KQB listeners for making 2014 a happy and eventful year. Just like many of you, my family has taken home a new puppy. In my case, that makes dog number 3. Wow, is it an exciting time at our home. My daughters are really involved in the housebreaking process, even to the point that we have a chart of yes when Stormy goes to the bathroom. You always hear me talking about crate training, and let me tell you, it really works. It's a good thing at Petland in the Pittsburgh Mills Mall, we have all of the training aids my family needs to get Stormy housebroken. Now, people always ask me, what about my older dogs? Well, mine took a few days to get adjusted, but like I always say, they will learn to cohabitate. I would just like to say, owning a pet is truly a fantastic and life-changing experience. Come see me at Petland in the Pittsburgh Mills Mall.
Yeah, you make my life better. Petland Pets make life better.
For essentials like toothpaste or toilet paper, you buy in bulk. It's easier and cheaper. The same is true with insurance from Allstate. Save big when you combine your car insurance with home insurance, boat, motorcycle, ATV, or even another car. Buy in bulk, save in bulk. Are you in good hands?
Call me, Allstate agent Summer Obernauer, at 412-489-6443, 412-489-6443 today.
And we're back with Summer Obernauer. Summer, I just say, if I'm looking to you for advice, which I am, and tell me what I can do, what my family can do, what my, you know, brothers, sisters, moms, aunts, uncles. This is an area that we need to really take responsibility for ourselves in. I know you know how to put it in place. Tell me what I need to do.
Basically, you and your family need to do a needs analysis and get an idea of your monthly budget, let's say, for example. This is not a pleasant discussion sometimes, but you need to go online. There are many different templates that you can use. And let's start to begin with, we have these monthly expenses, whether it be our mortgage expense, renter's expense, auto expense, everything that...
Do you have those? You'll have those templates up on
I have those templates up on my website that you'll be able to get them.
Perfect.
Then start to think about, okay, what else do I have that I need to protect? Maybe it's children. Maybe it's a new home that we need some mortgage insurance to cover the mortgage in case something happens to one of us. Maybe we've moved back in with our parents, or worse, our parents have moved back in with us, and they are sort of depending upon us to provide care for them. And there's a perfect example where you need some life insurance. Not necessarily for your children, but for your parents, because you have assumed the role of caregiver to them. And if something happens, they need to have money to pay someone to take care of them. Not something we normally think about or want to think about, but it's something that occurs every day in our lives.
Well, society's changing, and you know, we want them back with us. The doors are open for that because of the options. They are living longer.
Sure.
And not all the facilities are perfectly set for every individual, but that's huge that you bring that up, because wow, that really does change the perspective.
So if you come in with that information, that's a great starting point. It doesn't have to be complete, because I'm going to ask you, or somebody who I work with is going to ask you, a lot of different questions that you might not have considered. Maybe you have college loans still left. Maybe you spend money every month on daycare. You know, your spouse, for whatever reason, might not be working, and they might not be employed getting paid, but they're certainly working at home. And if something would happen to her, or him, be it whoever the caregiver is of the child, is there income available to now hire someone to help take care of the kids, to drive them to and from school, to and from daycare, or to take care of them, you know, in their home? Another need that a lot of people don't really think about. They think about ensuring the breadwinner, but not the other person who is part of the relationship. Maybe you have been fortunate and you have a second home somewhere else. Maybe you're renting it out to someone, or maybe you are, you know, you use it as a vacation home. Again, we need to take care of those coverages, because you're not there all the time. And when a property is vacant, you know, maybe burglary is going to, or vandalism is something that you need to consider. You want to have a little bit more liability coverage on those other properties, because accidents happen when you're not there to monitor the situation. I had one last week where somebody had a second home. They had a pool, and the neighbor, the gate was locked, but the neighbor kids came in there and they were swimming in the pool. Heaven forbid something happens. You need to be sure that you're covered for that.
And I also think, you know, it comes into be when you get to sometimes traveling, you know, and doing those type of things, and you're, you know, gone for extended periods of time, and hey, parents move in and their house maybe decide to rent it out. You know, you need to check out these things before you just move somebody else in to homestead it. And I think that, you know, you bring these things up and it really gives somebody to think about, because it just doesn't happen instantaneously that we put all these, you know, our whole life in a box and say, okay, summer, here it is. But I think, as you said, alluded to earlier, you know, listening and doing, the wise one listens to it and then starts putting the pieces together for that puzzle.
And to finally, you know, finish up the answer to your question, what do they need to do? That's a great start. About getting your life in order and getting a general idea about where you are at this point in your life, and maybe explain the big picture to me about maybe where you see yourself in 5 years and 10 years, so that we plan for those eventualities. And one thing that we tell all our clients, just because we make the decision today doesn't mean we can't change it next week.
And that's a very good point, because our lives are ever changing. And, you know, you're always looking towards, you know, you understand that, you know, we had this yesterday, we don't have this today, but we may have this again tomorrow. It's the way we go. You bring up another point, you know, people think always of the summer, winter homes that are big. Listen, in my business, I see people that have camps, you know, and they'll say, oh, what do I insure that for, you know? And it's okay as long as everything's going good, but the old boy's smoking a cigar in there and something happens and it's down. It's just not perspective, I think, is the best,
exactly.
best way to say.
And when I said summer homes, for sure in this area, many more of my clients have campers. They have something up in a national park north of here,
right,
where they go and spend the weekends, and that's much more common than somebody having a home in Florida, but it still needs to be covered.
Some of these camps, I'm kind of surprised they are to me summer homes, winter homes on that, you know, they're just not the typical camp that I thought it was going to be. So I'm glad you took us all the way around. Again, we get so much out of you every time you join us. And I'd like to say, for the next show that you're in, if I could sit you down and we're going to talk about how I can intertwine you into the divorce arena, because I think it's key. And I think a lot of people miss the boat on what they need to do and how things have to change when you're going through a divorce. So we're going to pick that up. We're going to look for your new website. We will have that announcement on the next show. And I should say to you, you can always reach Summer Obenauer at the Obenauer Insurance Agency at 412-489-6443. 412-489-6443. And join me next time. It's all about divorce and insurance, okay?
I'll be ready.
All right.
Thank you, Nan.
Allstate agent Summer Obernauer is now serving the Pittsburgh area with all kinds of local insurance advice. Summer is someone you can count on to help you protect all that's good in your life. Stop by his new office at 2101 Greentree Road or call him at 412-489-6443.